Mark, can you just sum up your thoughts on your team's performance today?
Probably. Two teams probably cancelled each other out a wee bit. I think forward players are probably similar. Boys come in off the side, they've got wide players, and thought they set up 4-1-4-1, so to try and set up the counter. We didn't really get hurt with it. But I wasn't too happy at our kind of forward play, and it was probably for deeper areas. I thought we first half we got the switch of play, when every time we done that we looked as if we could get at them, but we never done it enough, never moved the ball quick enough to full backs, and we didn't feed our forward players enough balls. So nothing each you could say, clean sheet, and the only positive for me was we defended set pieces really well. Probably the smallest team we've had out, with Aaron being out there, so the boys done their job in that sense. Wasn't many clear cut chances either for either team, but I'm disappointed that not going to put myself on the front foot a lot more and creating chances.
What was the main problem for not creating those chances?
Well, they're 4-1-4-1, so they kind of try to shut out Morph in the hole and the striker and shut out the areas, but we worked yesterday on getting the ball off of a spare centre-half, which we did have all day, and you want that to be positive touches they're having, feeding full-backs, feeding wingers, getting decent switches of play, because Dunfermline narrowed the game and wanted to crowd us out. So I thought we'd done that sometimes.
Aye,
I thought there was a couple of strikes for distance and stuff, but he was really tidy today. Phil was very tidy, which was positives. But going back to creating chances, the opportunities were there. The flanks were, the opposite wide player was on all the time, and we didn't work the ball out there. And I thought midfielders who have done really well didn't dictate that and see where the areas were to exploit. I think Dario came on and had two or three to his feet and probably could maybe score a chance. It's a half chance, but just disappointing for that point of view. Clean sheet's positive, goalkeeper's positive, a few other positives in there, but it's good to get Jordan back on the pitch, but I think he's got a lot more to come for Jordan Houston. He's not really been bombing up the wing the way he normally does, so there was good things and bad, but I just think a team that's sitting top of the league in Dunfermline, I don't think we created enough against them, but I don't think we really struggled against them either.
Right, lads. Thank you, lads.